Members of the Cook County School Board are set to meet next week to hammer out a contract for Superintendent Beth Schwartz. According to Board Chair Mary Sanders, the board will meet 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 14th. At its November meeting, the board voted 4-1 to extend a contract to Superintendent Schwartz. Member Terry Collins was the dissenting vote. However, the contract eventually offered could be full-time, part-time, or for less than the usual 3-year period. Full and part-time options have been discussed in light of pending budget reductions since mid-summer. Superintendent Schwartz.
In the world of superintendencies, there is no tenure. Many superintendents in their contract have provisions that say, well, since I don't have the security of tenure, you need to inform me in a timely manner if you are not going to hire me back.
Sanders said that while teacher contract negotiations, which are currently being held, are closed, administrative negotiations are mandated to be open. The teachers, however, have expressed dissatisfaction with Schwartz. At the last school board meeting, Cook County Education Association President Jane Gellner presented a no-confidence letter to the board. The letter states the reasons for calling the vote included superintendent micromanaging, lack of trust and respect, poor communication, as well as intimidation and emotional volatility. In discussing the letter, the board and teachers appeared to agree they should hold future public meetings to air these grievances. The first of those meetings has not yet been scheduled. Sanders said all contract options are on the table. Schwartz has been under a pay freeze during her tenure. For Schwartz, the timing is important.
I would expect that perhaps December, or hopefully for me at the latest January, I will know my situation with the district, whether that indeed that would be a part-time offer or a full-time offer.
In its November performance evaluation, the board acknowledged a need for improvement between Schwartz and the teaching staff and suggested professional development counseling. For her part, Sanders told the board last month that in 9 years on the board, she had never seen such unsolicited support for the superintendent as she had in the weeks leading up to the November meeting. The meeting on the 14th will include a tour of the school, the open superintendent's contract meeting, and a closed teacher contract session. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.